Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning to you. We are back into a Monday morning at 61 degrees here in Alamogordo. I'm Bob Plott, live and local in the studio on this Monday morning. How was your weekend? Did you have a good one? Did you enjoy the weather? You're going to enjoy the weather most of the part for this week as well. Next weekend's going to be probably warmer than this weekend, according to what I was looking at earlier on this morning. Well, it's time now for a Monday morning edition of What's Going On with our Alamogordo Center of Commerce. In the studio, live and local with me this morning, I have the only one, the one and only, Michelle Gill. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. It is so nice to have you in the studio.
I know. I decided that enough of that. Get up and get going.
It's just good to get us here at the studio.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle, let me take a look at the roadblocks, first of all.
Make sure nobody gets stuck in those things.
Yep. Nothing outside the range today. Inside the range, starting at 9:30 this morning until 6 p.m. in the Mid and North Range area, range roads 5, 6, 7, 9, and 12. And when I hear about those roadblocks, I know it might be an inconvenience to some people that are traveling Highway 70, but it's good news for America. It's good news for our area because things are happening at White Sands Missile Range.
Absolutely, all the time, and
Partner works out there.
He does.
He can't tell you. He won't tell me.
No, he won't.
There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. Yes. And, thank you to all of those guys that are out there working hard at White Sands Missile Range and Holloman Air Force Base and, their families. It really is, something to be very thankful for. So many airplanes in the sky over the weekend with the 19th Air Force that flew in.
I saw those one of the white jets.
Yes. Yeah. They were all over, all in the sky, of course.
Right.
And it was interesting to try to decide what kind of plane it was. But the Sound of Freedom was definitely above us over the weekend with the 19th Air Force flying.
Great sound for sure.
Yes.
Well, Michelle, you talk about a lot going on at White Sands Missile Range, a lot going on at Holloman Air Force Base, and a lot going on at our Alamogordo Center of Commerce.
Absolutely.
We made it through a weekend. We've got a busy week coming up and a busy month of March.
You bet we do. And it is strange because of the way that March started.
Yes.
And so I think everybody's kind of off this week, but tomorrow is actually only the first Tuesday of March. So we have our Main Gate United meeting out at the 19th hole at noon.
Right.
Those meetings are always the first Tuesday of every month. And Jim Klump is the chairman for Main Gate United.
Does a great job.
He does a fabulous job.
Yep.
Yes. And Main Gate United is a committee that is under the umbrella of the Center of Commerce. And Main Gate United acts as a liaison on to help build and communicate the relationships with Holloman Air Force Base and the city of Alamogordo. We have a great outreach program that does things like helping to feed the airmen.
Right.
Danielle Rondelay is on the Community United. She's the chairwoman for that community arm of Main Gate United. She's done some amazing things. I don't know if everybody is aware, but the dining hall out at Holloman Air Force Base is closed because it's undergoing a big remodel. And so recently the Main Gate United teamed up with the Holloman Spouses Organization to feed about 160 airmen, I think. We had some great partners that came in and helped donate. I know the French Brothers were in on that. The Holloman Spouses Organization just put on a great spread for those airmen and women that are living in the dorms.
It's always good to know that.
Yes.
Our community comes forward when they need to.
Always.
Yep.
Yes.
Even sometimes when they don't need to, they just want to do it.
Yes. Just ready to help. So with this really being the first week of March, Main Gate United tomorrow at noon is really the only thing that we have on the schedule. Make sure to get signed up for the newsletter that Shayella puts out. I'm referencing some things from even last week that she put out. And, she did a really fun thing in the newsletter this month for the month of March. There are so many national, days, you know, on the national, what day it is calendar. And, this is a great way to help build your social media.
Oh yeah, we printed that out.
Yeah,
I don't know where Mike put it, but anyway, every day has 3 or 4 or 5, 6 different events going on.
Yes,
that day should be recognized for.
Absolutely. And so today, just a few of them. It's March 6th today, and so we've got National Dentist Day, we've got National Dress Day, we've got National Frozen Food Day. And these last two are definitely my favorites. National Oreo Cookie Day.
Oh, that's mine.
Oh, there you go.
Where's the white milk to go along with it?
Absolutely. And National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day.
Oh.
So just get that imagination going. Create some fun posts on your social media about this.
Oh.
These social media posts really do encourage engagement, and it'll help bump up your numbers.
Yeah.
So it's always fun to hear people's replies. I think last week Shayella had one up that was about, is it soda or is it pop? What do you call it?
Exactly.
And,
soft drinks.
Soft drinks. Yeah. It's just a Coke to me. No matter what it is, it's a Coke.
That's right.
Yeah. So great things happening in the newsletter. One thing that she had in there as well is the White Sands Mall has some amazing space for rent now.
Yeah.
The TLC call center, unfortunately, moved out of that space, but this freed up an amazing space for an incoming business. And if you need any information about that, of course, you can contact Rebecca Cox out at the White Sands Mall.
Yeah. Sometimes we have one moving out. We have other ones coming in.
Yes.
A lot of questions I get, Michelle Gill, when I'm out in the community is, what the heck is going on out at the old Gibson, at the old, old Walmart? Old Walmart, which is Midland Ramps now, because of all of that construction going on, people keep asking me, I know what it is. Tell us more.
Yeah, they sure have some dirt moving out there, don't they?
Oh, my goodness. I could not believe it.
They are busy. That is going to be a Maverick truck stop. And that is something that Mark Medlin had been working on pre-COVID. And then, of course, COVID hit and it kind of put the brakes on everything. And now they're out there moving that dirt around. Maverick truck stops. I'm trying to think. Frank and I drove to Washington State to see our daughter one year, and I don't remember where we stopped at one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it was probably Idaho, somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
And just a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Oh.
And great restrooms, one stop, whether you're just filling up or if you're on a long road trip. And it really is going to be great to have a truck stop gas station right there on the right-hand side of the road before you turn off to go to El Paso.
Exactly.
Or head up to Ruidoso.
Yep.
If you're coming from Las Cruces, Cloudcroft area. So it's going to be great to have a nice big facility right there on that right-hand side of the road. You know, they put that Valero in, the Allsup's in, on the
right.
Left-hand side. Beautiful, beautiful store.
Yep.
And now we'll have options on both sides of Highway 70, and I think it's going to be a great fit.
Yeah. On some of our trips out to Los Angeles, with my daughter and her husband, Susan and Alex, we've stopped at the Maverick truck stops. And I'll tell you what, Michelle, truck stops a long time ago were a gas stop and a place to buy, get a sandwich.
Right.
Get a burger.
Right.
And that was really about it.
Right.
Now, the Maverick truck stop is humongous. It's got everything you need when you make that stop.
Yeah. Fresh fruit, hard boiled eggs. I mean, it was really nice. To me, it gives a Love's truck stop feel that maybe that's something that people can understand a little bit more.
Right. Exactly.
If they've never been in a Maverick, but it's going to be a great addition. Yeah. And they're also putting in, well, maybe I don't even know enough about this to talk about it, but there is something that they're going to put in up front. It's a static airplane display that they're working on putting up. And, so I know that Alan Gorby has been working hard with, Department of Transportation to get all of the, permissions taken care of so that they can put that up out there. So it's going to be a great area. Mark also has space out there available to rent. The shopping center that was down on the south end is ready to lease, and that space has all been cleaned up, and he's ready to get tenants in there. So it's exciting. I did get an updated list from Alan on Friday about what is still available. I think there's still 4 suites available out there. And so again, that'll be in the newsletter today.
Very good. I'll tell you what, anxious to see Mavericks open up out there.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we talked about Main Gate coming up. We've got some board elections coming up with our Alamogordo Center of Commerce.
We do. We
need some new members. Let's talk about it.
Yes. So every year we elect new board members. Our board members serve a 2-year term, and we have 3 that are either coming off or are up for reelection. If you are a chamber business member, reach out to us. Let us know that you may be interested in joining our board. Of course, we have to follow our bylaws. So the 1st of April, we'll make the official announcement via email to our members. At that time, if you're interested, I'll need a headshot and a short bio. On the 1st of May, we will send out a ballot, and our members vote on the new board members. And then around the 15th of June, we'll announce our new board members. And that takes us right up to June 24th, whenever we have our annual banquet and our change of command up at the Taze Center at 5:00. So we, like I said, it sounds like a long drawn out process, but we really have to follow those bylaws. And, It's a great organization to be a part of. We are very active. We do need board members that are ready to get out there and help Rodney Eaton pick up trash and help plan big events and festivals. And so it is a very active board. But it is a board that is full of amazing business owners. I really am reaching out to maybe the younger entrepreneurs, the younger business owners that could not only be a huge benefit to us in the way of bringing their new, fresh ideas to the exactly. board, but that want some amazing mentorship. Yeah. I have a board full of seasoned business owners that are very, very successful, and they are amazing mentors. Yeah.
Now, when you say running for the board of directors with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce, do you have to be a business person, or could a private individual run, or could a an entity that has the ownership of, well, let's say a nonprofit, could that owner or that president of that organization, could that member run as well?
Absolutely. The only requirement is that you are a member of the Center of Commerce.
Gotcha.
Yep. That's the only requirement, whether that's an individual membership, a nonprofit membership, or a full business membership. Yeah. The only requirement is that you're a member of the Center of Commerce.
And how many board members do we have?
Right now we have 10. Yep. We have, narrowed things down, for multiple reasons. We have discovered that 10 to 12 is the ideal number. Sometimes if you get too many, you end up with just a handful that are really hands-on, and, you know, a larger board that maybe has 16 to 18 on it recognizes that.
Right, exactly.
And whenever you have a smaller board, it really puts everybody's hands on deck.
Yeah, they realize with a smaller number, I've got to do my share.
Yes. So it's worked out great. It's a great organization to be a part of.
Well, let's take a look at something else coming up. It's hard to believe, Michelle, because it seems like just, and we talk about this more often than, you know, it's just a couple of weeks ago or so, you were on the phone with me talking about our Christmas parade. Now we're talking about our annual banquet coming up in June.
Isn't that nuts?
What the heck is going on?
I know. It really is crazy. You don't ever have any time to stop.
Right.
There's no stopping. Our board, change of command. We typically have two banquets, a year, normally one in January and then another one to welcome, our new board. We decided to condense them this year and just have one, change of command annual banquet. And again, that'll be on, June 24th at 5 o'clock. We'll be back up at the Taze. We are working on catering. We're working on, some beer and wine, Carino's. I have secured them to, provide the beer and wine, and we're working on catering right now. We're very excited about our guest speaker for the annual banquet. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Waldo Waldman, and he is a amazing speaker. He's touted as a real world Top Gun. He leverages his real world business experience in leading diverse teams into combat. He was an actual fighter pilot, and his slogan is one team, one mission. And he is going to help instill a culture of trust, and we're excited to hear from him. And he has done keynote speakers, speaking events for companies like Philips Healthcare. He's spoken to the leadership at Dell. He has a New York Times bestseller that's published by McGraw-Hill. It's called Never Fly Solo. And that really is what he's going to push, is that as a community, you can never fly solo. We've got to come together. We've got to trust each other, work with each other, lean on each other to make the community what we all know that it will continue to be. Some of the reviews from Dell were an inspiring journey that was fun, fast-paced, and engaging. You strengthened our entire company, and we look forward to having you back. He's also done keynotes for Johnson & Johnson, Home Depot, PayPal, ExxonMobil, Verizon, AT&T. The list just goes on and on and on. And he will create an emotional, heart-centered connection with the audiences that helps drive growth. So we're really excited to have him.
We're always looking for an opportunity to grow.
Absolutely. Always looking for an opportunity to grow. Yeah.
Well, another new thing, different things coming up this year with the Adam Goodwin Center of Commerce, is a Lunch and Learn series.
Yes.
With Trish Livingston.
Yes.
Share more about that with us.
We are excited about that. We all know that Trish Livingston is the director up at the Small Business Development Center that is up on the New Mexico State University Alamogordo campus. Trish reached out to me after a business impact government relations meeting that she was at. And she said, you know, pre-COVID, we had done some of these lunch and learns. I'd really like to start doing them again. conference room available? And we said, absolutely. We love these. So on March 22nd from 11 to 12 at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce, we're inviting you to bring your own lunch. And if you have ever wanted to start your own business, this would be a great lunch and learn for you to attend. Trish will be discussing different things on how to create your own business. I'm sure she'll go over business plans. She'll go over the many things that it takes to get a business started. There was a flyer that went out. This flyer will be in the newsletter today, of course. And we are asking that you register for this lunch and learn just so Trish knows how many to prepare for. But again, Wednesday, March 22nd from 11 to 12 at the Center of Commerce, bring your own lunch and join us for a great opportunity to learn how to start your own business.
Sounds good. She has so much knowledge.
She is really phenomenal. Yes, yes. And anybody that's interested in starting up even an LLC, someone who she helps a lot of military that are getting ready to get out that are possibly interested in starting a business. So she just anything business related, Trish can help. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I know we've got the Alamogordo Center of Commerce ambassadors working hard again this week.
Yes.
Bring us up to date with a little bit of that.
Yes. So the ambassadors are busy and out visiting existing members and potential members. They're having a March membership madness drive. So if you have one of the ambassadors come into your business, I just really encourage you to spend some time with them, learn about the different things that the Alamogordo Center of Commerce has to offer. And they're going to check in with our existing businesses to see what we maybe could be doing better, what they're not happy with. We love the feedback. We love the criticism. That's how you grow. And so we're open to all ideas. We're just excited to hear from our members. So be looking for Brandy Murphy and Bianca Chavez to be out with their teams again this week. And I encourage you to spend some time with them.
You bet. You know, the Alamogordo Center of Commerce, we joined several years ago, back in 1978.
A long time ago, Bob.
78 and everything else. And, you know, although I may not use it every day or even every week or whatever, but as you know, Michelle, there are several times I'll send you a text message, send you an email, call you up, whatever. Hey, tell me about this. What is this all about?
Right.
And the chamber is there with information to help our businesses grow.
Yes, absolutely. That's what it's all about is growth and encouragement. There's just so many different things that go on at the Center of Commerce that are important not only to the community, but most importantly to the business community. Our calendar events is full of events. We've got just so much happening, and it really is an exciting time to be plugged in.
You bet. Well, Michelle, what else is going on?
I'd like to remind everyone that we have changed locations for Coffee and Connections. Coffee and Connections will be Friday, March 10th, and we are going to be...
This Friday, yeah.
Yep, this Friday, and we're going to be up at the Hospital Events and Community Center. So, 8 a.m. on March the 10th. At the hospital. They house lunch for two of the Rotary clubs I know.
Yes,
they do a fabulous job. And so we're really excited to be up at the hospital, and this Coffee and Connections is actually sponsored by the hospital. So if you'd like to know about construction that's going on up there, different things that are going on, I'm sure that Jim Heckert will be there giving us some information. Lily Lewis, I'm sure, will be right on board. What a beautiful, beautiful facility that we have up at Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center. And this would be a fantastic opportunity to come in and see what all's been going on up there.
And a Rotary lunch there every Wednesday at noon is my guarantee of one super good meal a week.
Absolutely. Yes.
I know it's going to be good.
Yes. Now, and I think we follow up with the White Sands Rotary Group on Thursday. Uh-huh. And it's great. Great food. Yeah.
You talk about construction in the hospital. We've got some hospital construction going on here.
Yes.
As you saw coming in, our community room is in the process of being remodeled and upgraded. We're making progress. I think the flooring will be down this week.
Nice.
The big screen TV above the fireplace will be hung this week. A new fireplace installed this week.
Great.
And new kitchen appliances as well.
Oh, wonderful.
A dishwasher, stainless steel dishwasher, stainless steel oven stove, stainless steel refrigerator.
Great.
We're looking forward to all of that being done.
Yes, yes. What normally goes on in that room, Bob?
We have various meetings throughout the month.
Great.
We have a Rotary Club holds a couple of their meetings here a month.
Nice.
For the board and then the new induction board.
Oh, yes.
New memberships. We have other groups that come in that are nonprofits.
Okay.
That like to meet there. So
yes.
That's what that's used for.
And so that's available for the community to use?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah. We do it on a limited basis, but it is available.
Nice.
And then our residents use it, you know, to just break out of their apartment.
Oh, absolutely.
Go in there and do stuff.
So. Yes. Get in there and sit down.
Yeah. It's just to get the remodeling done.
It's going to be beautiful,
yeah,
I'm sure.
It'll be nice.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle, anything else this morning?
Sign up for that newsletter. It'll be out this afternoon. I'm sure Shayla is already planning what she's going to get in there and how she's going to do it. On Mondays, I very rarely even speak to her because she is so busy with that newsletter. And she does a fantastic job. And if you haven't signed up yet, go to alamogordo.com, scroll to the bottom of that page, enter your email. It will email you and say, did you sign up for this newsletter? Say yes. And by 4 o'clock this afternoon, it'll be in your inbox.
And tomorrow, noon, main gate.
Tomorrow at noon, main gate United at the 19th hole.
All right, Michelle.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, good enough. Michelle Gill with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. Bring us up to date. She joins us every Monday morning at about 7:30.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.